It is July 20th, 22, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I'm headed to Old St. Patrick's Church in downtown Chicago this morning for the services for Jacqueline Cashman, the wife of Thomas J. Cashman, the man who helped me get into the futures industry and my first employer in the industry. Today we publish part two of our interview with Eurex CTO Wolfgang Eholzer for the History of Financial Futures series. This video and part one could have just as easily been part of the Path to Electronic Trading video series, but it started with Wolfgang's story about the Battle of the Bund and his small role in it. In this video, he starts out talking about the naming of the Eurex Match Engine and other technology, among other stories. The New York Times has an opinion piece by journalist Moya Lothian-McLean titled, "Britain is Melting and We've Got Nothing More Than Water-Soaked Towels to Get Us Through It." Well, Moya, I have been saying for years that the beer was too warm and the whole continent needed more ice machines, but try the special cooling towels. They work nice. Business Insider has a profile of Citadel's Troy Kane and how he went from a 14-year-old trading floor clerk to the global head of derivatives and FICC for Citadel Securities. Former ICE executive Raj Chopra is starting a new position as head of America's Ecosystem and Business Development at Velocity Career Labs. There's a link for a silly video of the day of a baby panda noisily eating squash in today's newsletter. Check it out. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video, Wolfgang Eholzer, The History of Financial Futures, Part 2. In Part 2 of the interview with Wolfgang Eholzer for the History of Financial Futures video series from John Lothian News and MarketsWiki Education, Eholzer explains where the names of Eurex's trading match engine and other technology came from. Eurex wanted a short name that could be easily copyrighted and easily reproduced by other products. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from Business Wire via Benzinga. Apex FinTech Solutions data underscores mounting recession fears and the rise of the crypto millennial in the second quarter 2022. An accelerating shift into dividend stocks indicates investors may have predicted recession in first quarter. Sentiment around crypto is divided among generations as Gen Z investors pull back and millennial investors lean in. Apex FinTech Solutions, or Apex, the fintech for fintechs, powering innovation for the future of digital wealth management, today released its second quarter 2022 Apex Next Investor Outlook report. The report, which analyzes proprietary data of U.S.-based investors who trade through the introducing brokers of Apex Clearing Platform, sheds light on the top 100 stocks held by investors across four generations as of June 30th, 2022, with a specific focus and analysis of cryptocurrency trading data across the platform. Please note that the report is not intended as securities analysis nor as a recommendation to buy or sell any investment and is meant for informational purposes only. My comment, look deep into the data, but don't fall in. Here's a press release from FIA. EEX natural gas futures illustrates commodity volatility. Commodity market disruptions have impacted trading activity in a host of derivatives contracts and caused challenges for many different market participants across 2022. To help illustrate some of the most dramatic changes in trading behaviors, FIA has compiled a list of active commodity derivatives contracts that have seen significant spikes in open interest over the prior year. One of the most noteworthy trends of this is tremendous volatility in European Energy Exchange natural gas contracts when comparing 2021 activity to 2022, driven in part by the Russian invasion of Ukraine and related disruptions to global supply chains. My comment, the worst debit I ever had from a customer when I was a futures broker was from natural gas, actually natural gas spreads. Yes, it can be volatile. Here's a story from the FT. How FTX plans to reshape the U.S. futures market with crypto tech. Exchange is seeking regulatory approval for products that render margin calls obsolete. FTX is seeking to shake up the sprawling U.S. derivatives market, marking the biggest intervention to date by a crypto group into the heart of traditional finance. The three-year-old exchange, founded by Sam Bankman-Fried, is seeking approval from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission to offer customers Bitcoin futures, contracts that allow users to bet on the price of the world's most actively traded digital token. The proposal process would strip out the brokers that for the past 40 years have acted as intermediaries between customers and the exchanges where the deals are done. My comment, sounds more like Sam is trying to render brokers obsolete. Here's a story from the Washington Post. These maps show how excessively hot it is in Europe and the U.S. The heat, which has killed hundreds in Portugal and Spain, is unprecedented in many areas. The historic and deadly heat wave has been scorching Western Europe, killing hundreds in Spain and Portugal. Temperatures spiked to 115 degrees on the Iberian Peninsula amid bone-dry conditions, fueling wildfires and displacing thousands of people in France. The mercury topped 100 degrees, that's 38 degrees Celsius, in Britain on Monday and is expected to surge higher on Tuesday. For the first time, the U.S. Met Office has issued a red warning for heat, its most extreme alert. The warning, in effect through Tuesday, includes Birmingham, Oxford, Nottingham, and London. Wales already established its highest temperature on record Monday, and England could be next Tuesday, with temperatures as high as 104 degrees, 40 degrees Celsius. At the same time, another heat wave is brewing across the pond in the United States, one that produced a tie for Salt Lake City's highest temperature Sunday and could bring readings as 113 degrees in Texas and Oklahoma on Tuesday. My comment, you should wear dark glasses when you look at this map. It is very hot. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story Tuesday was the picture of the late Ralph Goldenberg with Chris Haymire and Jessica Haymire. Second was the picture of Goldenberg and Haymire in the early days of their firm. Third was billionaire Ken Griffith's colossal Palm Beach estate riles up neighbors from the Daily Beast. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the FT. Generation Moonshot, why young investors are not ready to give up on risk. Even amid a meltdown in crypto markets, do-it-yourself traders who came of age after the financial crisis no longer want to play by the old rules. With $1,000 in savings and two U.S. government stimulus checks, Chris Zettler began investing in 2020. First, he bought companies he knew, he says, but then I got bored with it. He moved on to call options in companies with volatile share prices, riding the price swings. He used a win to buy 100 shares in the meme stock AMC at $30 a share in May and sold it at about $65 in June. The second story is from the Wall Street Journal. Europe rolls out plan to conserve gas amid fears Russia will tighten taps. EU guidelines call on countries to cut gas consumption by 15%. Reductions that could become mandatory in emergencies. The European Union is pressing governments to step up their energy conservation campaigns and prepare for possible rationing of natural gas amid rising concerns that Russia is about to tighten its squeeze on the continent's supply. The European Commission, the EU's executive body, released a plan Wednesday that pushes governments to prepare for a winter without ample supplies of Russian gas. That scenario was thrown into relief this week as capitals across Europe waited for Moscow to restart Nord Stream, a key artery carrying gas from Russia to Europe, after a period of scheduled maintenance that is set to end Thursday. Europeans are on edge because Moscow had already reduced the flow of gas through Nord Stream to about 40% of its capacity before the maintenance period began. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto layoffs hit risk and compliance staff at big exchanges. Businesses, including Coinbase and Gemini, have cut employees and rescinded job offers, though recruiters say demand for legal and compliance talent in the industry continues, particularly among startups. The cryptocurrency industry was, until recently, a finance star. Institutional and individual investors poured in money, and talent flocked to the sector to share its growth. Now, with the rapid drop in cryptocurrency prices, the fortunes of these companies have changed almost overnight, prompting layoffs. Some of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, including Coinbase Global Inc. and Gemini Trust Company, have cut staff, including in risk and compliance. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.